Yo, special shout out to our sponsors this season, Dolby and Rollins Orthodontics, helping you love your smile. Free Branding LLC, the best version of your brand starts here. And don't forget to check out our sponsors, our other sponsors, links in the description of this episode, Track Major Productions, and so much more. Visit the website freebranding.com for all the awesome things that we provide and do. Sorry. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Freestyle Gospel, aka The Real Free, with another episode of Free Lunch Unplugged. And I get to have my sweetheart here today. Finally, we have the elusive Keisha Elliott, my firstborn, my eldest child. How old are you now? Well, because the audience doesn't know.
Oh. Wait, should I tell them I'm 20 or 19?
How old are you now? 20. She's 19 now and will be 20 this month. So, yes, I have a 20-year-old. So, what's it like being 20? I mean, is like adult life everything you've hoped for it to be?
I want my money back.
You want your money back? You didn't. There was no entry fee for adulthood.
It's ghetto.
You just kind of happened. It kind of just happened upon you. Did it come faster than you thought? I mean, because like when you're younger, you think like adulthood is so far away and it's like going to take forever.
I said it about 10 times in the last month. I can't believe I'm about to turn 20.
did it speed up for you? Like the ages, I'm saying. Like, at one point, you know what I mean? Like,
no, because my birthday's in January. It feels like light years before I turn the next age.
I know, it feels like forever. So I'm saying at any point, though, like, or even now, does it still feel like forever?
Yes.
So time doesn't seem like it's, like, flying yet.
No.
But you say you can't believe it's your 20 or about the
20. Yeah, because, like...
Oh, just the age itself.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point, time just starts to speed up. Like, once you hit 18, it feels like all the other years just, like, bang, 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 back to back to back. So what's the most ghetto thing about being an adult? Or the most trash thing?
What's
the most trash thing about adulthood?
Is when I check the mailbox and it's not just coupons.
It's
coupons. Bills.
Bills are the most.
It's bills in the mailbox. I don't even want to check it no more.
Your sister wants to be on the show.
All right, that's the only way we're gonna be able to do this is she's on the show.
All right. What a lovely 19-year age difference.
I know. Look, how awesome is this? We get to have my youngest daughter, my youngest child, period, and my oldest child on the same episode.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Oh.
Don't let her steal the show. This is our show, Keisha. She's simply just supposed to be a fly on the wall. How they say, seen, not heard. Silence! Look cute on camera so we just get more followers on Spotify. So, adulting requires you to actually have bills. Yeah. I mean, but you kind of knew that was a part of adulthood. Is there anything a part of adulthood that you actually did not see coming? Like, that you were like, wow, I had never thought of that. I have to do that. I know for me, I didn't think out the whole, like, actually having to make the call to get things put in my name. Like, I knew I was going to have bills. I just think my brain never, like, it didn't dawn on me. Like, how do you think you get bills in your name that come in the mail? You have to actually call those people up. To get services.
They don't automatically know I'm of age.
Exactly. Yeah, like, they don't automatically know.
I gotta tell them I'm an adult.
You're an adult and you need insurance. So, here you go. No, I actually have to call an insurance company, listen to people, I have to, like, shop around, see if I can get a good deal, not just get the first thing. Like, any of that surprised you?
Well, I'm done. My mom's insurance.
Anything. The bills you do get. Are all the bills you get are, like, just ones that you just knew were coming? There's a bunch of credit cards, huh? You know what it is, y'all? It's all that shopping on Klarna. them Klarna bills. Or what's the other one? Affirmation.
Affirm?
Oh, affirm. I'm sorry. Well, it's something like that. You knew what I was talking about.
I don't even use it.
She knew what I was talking about. Well, what's the other ones out there? Klarna, Afterpay. Yeah.
You already said Afterpay.
No, I said Klarna and I said Affirmation.
No, you said another one. Yeah, Klarna.
Affirmation.
Afterpay. Affirm.
So what are, I mean,
what Apple Pay Later.
What are 20-year-olds spending their most money on? Spending the most money on these days?
Concert tickets.
Concert tickets? But you're not going to a concert every month or something. I mean, if obviously,
I would.
Per item, it's very costly. But what do you think your
food?
Frequent expenses are food. No, she lives.
We like to eat.
She's living with her mom still with food in the refrigerator, but still like, no, you don't like to eat. You like to go out.
What food in the fridge? The food I put.
Oh, God. So you go grocery shopping?
Yes.
So why do you spend food out?
Because it's good.
So you like to double pay? You like to double spend?
No, I buy the necessity groceries when I don't feel like going out to get food. Like eggs.
What's your favorite fast food that you're binging on these days? Mine was Wingstop for a very long time, and it was
you almost had me hooked on Wingstop until it was hurting a hole in my 19-year-old pocket.
It was very costly. So what? You're forever asking me about the goddamn McDonald's app. So
no, that's because I get my free food. That doesn't mean it's my favorite. It's my favorite for free food.
Okay, so what's the favorite fast food?
Let's see.
No, mama.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. You know my problem with Chick-fil-A is this. Mm-hmm. I do not want to sit in that long line. I don't think there's...
You're going to the wrong line.
No, I don't think there's any food that good.
No, it is.
That when I'm that hungry, that's the problem, I guess. I always wait till I'm hungry. Like, really hungry to eat.
Chick-fil-A is so fast. I don't know where you go. See, because you in Connecticut and Chick-fil-A's
aren't that quick. I've been to Florida with you and to the Chick-fil-A. It was still a line.
Yeah, but they were quick, though. They wasn't waiting there for long.
It was longer than McDonald's, so.
Raising Cane's. I
love Cane's. That's the name of a place? A restaurant?
Yes.
Called Raising Cane's.
Yeah, they were only in, like, California, and then they just opened up a few in Florida. One right down the street from my house.
Hmm.
It's delicious. Delicious. But they only sell chicken tenders and fries. But it's okay.
Do you think...
Oh, you, Publix.
Mm. Publix. That's an actual grocery store.
Yes, but they have a deli and they have wraps and they're delicious.
At the grocery store?
Yes.
Since when would people be raving about the grocery store?
You never heard of a pub sub?
A pub sub? No. I mean, because that's at Publix.
Yes.
Why would I know about a pub sub in Connecticut?
Because.
No, about Stop and Shop sub. No, I actually don't, but. If there was going to be a grocery store sub, it would be Stop and Shop.
No, it's usually like people get those chicken tender subs from Publix, but I don't like their like subs. But they have a spinach wrap, and you could put the chicken tenders in it. I seen it on TikTok.
She's a food connoisseur, ladies and gentlemen. She should have her own food podcast, which would actually be pretty dope.
Panera's good. I could tell you all the good food from
You tried a lot of different places. Or is it like food that you're not like willing to try? Like, are you pretty okay with trying any kind of food? I just hate how certain foods look. I won't try something if it looks just wrong. But are you pretty brave when it comes to trying new foods?
As long as it ain't slimy, I'm okay.
Slimy in appearance.
Slimy in texture. When I eat it.
Are you a Brussels sprout fan? Okay, so at least we agree on that. What about avocado?
I love avocado.
You love that?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of tolerable.
Mine put me on. I only eat it with other stuff. Like, I can't just sit there and eat avocado. Like, I don't like guacamole. See?
Okay, yeah, with like a dip, even with chips?
Nope.
No, you don't do that? I don't either. So I think it's not good. I'm trying to think of what else would you like that I wouldn't like.
I can eat seafood.
No, mama.
And I can eat sushi, but it has to be cooked. I can't eat like raw like foods, like raw sushi.
Yeah. But yeah, running the family business, but free lunch is definitely not free. You gotta earn your keep. Understand? No freebies. Right? Right, Baba? Right? All right, last, any final words before we cut out? Done? Going once? She really just wanted to show herself on the camera, on the show, guys, for everybody to know.
I exist.
She exists. Exactly. She's not really the talkative.
Until next time.
She's not really the talkative type. So, until next time.
Bye-bye.
Love, peace, and chicken grease. It's free food for your soul. Peace. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
She's trying to go to sleep now. A mess.